Right, I'm wandering over on Friday at Cropley to talk to our co-founder of the Folkin.com all those years ago, Paul Miles. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm looking very... All right, OK. You're looking very well. In fact, too well. You're rather large around the middle.
It's my wife likes making cakes, you see, so, and I have to test it, if you understand.
Well, besides having your own business and doing loads of other stuff, how is the Father Christmas work at Christmas going? Is that okay?
Well, no, I've actually been banned for being drunk and disorderly of a chariot. So there we go. So I'm now looking for a new opportunity in the local vicinity.
Okay, I did know there's a job for a garden gnome with that beard. We might be able to fix you out doing a little posing at the garden centres.
Right. Yeah, would that actually make me gnomeless?
Paul Miles is back. He's been here a few years lately. He went away for a long time, but he's come back. Love his heart. If it wasn't for him, Folkin.com wouldn't be here. He's another old soldier of Cropperty. No chance, Chris.
How are you, mate?
How are you? I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
You're a bit naughty, aren't you? Because you were meant to be moving out.
I moved last week.
Oh, you got out of it?
Yeah, I'm... My family are busy moving stuff in at the moment and doing lots of cleaning and listening to music.
Oh, you're enjoying yourself. So your wife's home slaving away and you're here at Cropperty.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So when they download this interview on Folkin.com, your wife's going to be very pleased with you then, saying that you're enjoying yourself.
They're doing a wonderful job.
That's right.
Thank them very much.
That's old Chris. We've got loads of interviews coming up later, so I hope you come back and listen to us a bit later on.